Siman Zaf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, by the Mishnah. Is that the Mishnah? Hasmichais, the mitzvah of smicha and a korban, Tnufais, and the mitzvah of Tnufe, Bahagoshais, now by a minche, and Bavoides a minche, there is an inyan to bring the minche, be magish the minche to the keren marovis, the roimis of the mizbeach, vakmitzois, and then there's a mitzvah to be koimitz, to take a chelik of the minche, the size of a koimitz, vahaktorois, and the mitzvahs haktore, vamalikois, the mitzvahs malika by a korban oiv, vakabolois, Kabbalah Saddam, Vahazois, Srike Saddam, Noyagim, Ba'anoshim, Veloy Benoshim. So these in Yonim are only applicable by Anoshim and not by Noshim. Chutz Miminchas Saito Nezire. There's only two cases that there's an Indian of Tnufe by Noshim. That's when they're the Baal HaKolben, the Baal HaMinche, HaSoite Nezire Shehein Menifois. By them, then in these two cases, there's a mitzvah Tenufe by Noshim also. Let us see Rashi. HaSmichois Eino Seimeches Ve'eino Menifo. There's no Smiche, there's no Tenufe. Ve'eino mageshes mincha, va'filu hi kehenes, even though she's a kehenes. Now, when we're speaking about from Hagoshe and further, we're speaking about avodas hakohune. So we're saying that a kehenes is not capable of doing avodas kohune. The first inyonim, asmichais, vatnufais, are speaking about chiyuvim, which are mitzad bal hakolben. But when we speak about the next inyonim, hagoshe, kmitze, that's speaking about the mitzvahs kohune, which does not apply by kehenes. Vafili kehenes eina avoide ksheirabo. A bas koyin is possible to do the avoide, lahagish mincha, bekeren marovis, doroimis kemishpoto, the tanil of a pegbeis, the soita, that is the haloche, there's a bayam mincha, there's a mitzvah hagoshe, the eino kaimetzes, there's no din kmitze, mekateres, there's no din haktore, the eino malekes oiv, malekes oiv is possible, all yidea kehenes, ve'eino mikabeles dam, ve'eino maze dam chato soiv, chutz misoite nezire shein min nifois min choson ba'atzmon. This is speaking about the mitzvah tenufe that is chal on the bailim, the baal haminche, so the soite in a nezire, they're the baal haminche, so the mitzvah tenufe applies by them, just like applies by other kobones, by schorim. But by these two kobones, it applies by noshim. She minchosam tune tnufa bebailim, ubigmoro yalef lo, how we know that this is a pilu benoshim. Now, let us just see the asmichais vatnufais vadoshais. Nire de mehagoshes ve'ilach mayri v'kahane. That means the first two halachas, smicha tenufe, is a din in the baal hakolben. So here we're saying that if an isha is a baal hakolben, there is no mitzvah smicha, there's no mitzvah of tenufe. But that, when the Mishnah continues from hagoshes and further, nire de mehagoshes ve'ilach mayri v'kahane. Here we are speaking about that Aisha is Aisha who's a bas koyin. For also kroi bigmore lamute kehenais. And the Gemara brings psukim to be mamayet kahine. Avol smichais or tenufais ayri be Yisrael, and this is mitzad baal hakov. Let us see the Gemara. Just let's see the droshes. Smichais dechsiv daver al b'nei Yisrael. V'samach, and then it says, when it speaks about mitzvah smicha, b'nei Yisrael soimchim, v'ein b'nei Yisrael soimchais. Tenufais, daver al, so that's a mitzvah, b'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Tenufais, daver al b'nei Yisrael v'einif, b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'ein b'nei Yisrael menifais. Hagoshes, the sea bezois teres amincha hakrev oisa b'nei arein, b'nei arein, v'loi b'nei sarein. Kmitzois, the sea bevia el b'nei arein, the komats, so the komats is an b'nei arein, v'loi b'nei sarein. Aktoreis, the sea viktiru oisai b'nei arein, b'nei arein, v'loi b'nei sarein. Hamalikais, d'chsiv u'molak v'hiktir. Iskish melike l'haktoret. So whoever is kosher to make haktoret, is kosher to make melike, and since we learned out that the b'nei arein are posel l'haktoret, v'ktivu oisoi b'nei arein, v'loi b'nei sarein, so they're posel for melikes also. Hakabolos, kabolos adam. Tersi vikrivu b'nei arein. Ba'omar mar, vikrivu zu kabolos adam. And it says, b'nei arein. Now, before we see the... What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Bnei Yisrael v'yikra uksiv v'inyana v'samach yodoi." Chav Bnei Yisrael v'heinif v'tzav v'sarin hamakri v'zevach Shlomo uksiv v'hu inyana lehanif. Hakrei v'isa mahaykra naftolam hagoshe v'perei beis v'soite. Iskish melike lahaktor v'zehekish melike lahaktor. Vomitna noshim vivektiro isay b'nei arein. So memeile, yeah, that is that. Let us see Taisvitz. Hakabolois vazois. Now what about haylocha? That means after kabolos adam, there's haylocha to the mizbeach. The Mishnah doesn't speak about this. Uzrike, and also the Mishnah speaks about Hazor speaking about by a korban oif, there is Hazor Sadam, and this Zrike by a behemoth. So these two in Yonim, the Mishnah did not mention if Noshim Apostle. So Tosfos says, the Hiloche Beklal Kabbalah, if it said Kabbalah, so Hiloch is included in the Miyat of Kabbalah. Sherei Min Vikrivu Akoyin Nafke Kemoi Kabbalah. The Inyan, the Mitzvahs Hiloch, we learn out from the same Pasuk Vikrivu. And just like we're Memayat from Vikrivu, B'nei Arein, B'loi B'nei Sarein, so this is inclusive. It means Kabbalah, and it means Hiloch. Uzrike b'chlal hazor, and that then we're speaking about hazor sadam by kol benoif. We're also speaking about zrike sadam by a kol behemoth. And by all these inyanim, noshim apostle, because of these miyutim, it would seem that means every protistika avoided, you need a besondere miyut. You don't learn out one from the other. It seems, for this, for this avodah, he should pasul. Maybe for the other avodah, he should be kosher. Save another meal. The imtaima. So Tosfos asks, Amai itzrich kro bigmore lemutei noshim. Why do you need psukim? Taipik lay the kulu. All these avodahs is mitzvahs asay shazman groma habit. It's mitzvah sasei shazman gomit, sherei einam noyegois elo bayoim. All these avoides are only noyeg bayoim and not balayla, kidachsi bayoim tzavoisei lahakriv kol v'neyem. So, the all mitzvah sakrova are only noyeg bayoim. So automatically, an ish is nismayit, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman gomit. So why do you need special drashes and miyutim on each avodah? I could be memayit noshim with one miyut yadua to mitzvah sasei shazman gomit. Yeshloima, the mikol makim itzarich kro lemuhutinu to be memayit noshim, ulemifsal kol benoshim. These psukim are coming to tell us that the Kovin is possible if the Avodah was done through Noshim. The Ilavko, if I wouldn't have these psukim, loy have yadinen sha'avodah psula behem, I wouldn't know that Avodah is possible. Lohochi, they don't have a kiyama mitzvah, they're not mitzvah in the mitzvah, but who says that the Kovin becomes possible? Lahok yitzir kolim muti lameimet de mechala li avoide vavidosam psula. So this is a different drosha. This is a drosha in chilul avoide. It's a proposal avoide. So memele, so the kasha is not shver. Zichar, the not mitzuv in the mitzvah, but that does not necessarily mean that there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. I mean, Adrabah, according to the Shita Sarabeinu Tam, that holds that Noshim can make a bracha. We have mentioned, Rabbi Chanan says that it's only a miyut and the tzivui. They're not obligated to do the mitzvah. It's considered a maisa ha-mitzvah. So, as this klal from this klal of mitzvah sesa shazman groma de potter from, they're not obligated to do it, but it's considered a ma'isa mitzvah. So here, I have a special meal that it doesn't have a Torah's avoid it. So it passes the code. So, Mamela, that's why we need these miyutim on each parat of the avoid. Miyu mismiche kosher. And smiche, the kasha still applies. Amai itzrekho lematino. So avoide loy ischalo bahochi. Here, there's no chilul avoide. Kloima, veloy smiche nami, ein akobun posel bekach. If there's no smiche, so the kobun doesn't become posel. The kobun doesn't become nifsal if no smiche was done. V'im nase smiche benoshim, loy mifsul kolben bekach. That means, say if no smiche will be done. Say if smiche will be done. There is no effect at all on the kolben. The kolben is a kosher kolben. Ben she nase boi smiche, ben she loy nase boi smiche. So, the whole Indian of smicha is a mitzvah on the balakol. That means the hechsher hakolban is not at all affected through the smicha of the balak. No, there's a mitzvah on the balak to make smicha. So here the miyut is coming to tell us that an ishin doesn't have this mitzvah. Like Taisvah, I can figure this out by myself because it's smicha is a mitzvah sasei shazman gomen. Menoches has to say, why is it man gomer? Because you need take it with smicha shchita. The shchita has to be by yoim, so the smicha has to be right before the shchita. So memela, but so you can't do it in the middle of the night. There's a certain man when the smicha has to be done. So memela says mitzvah sesa shazman grome. So why do I need the smir? V'yeshleima. So this is a meyudik kasha. He says the kasha is smicha does not at all affect the kohen. It's a mitzvah nifrod on the Bailam to make smicha. So I know that noshim are not mitzvah in this mitzvah. This is mitzvah says shas man grom. The mikoma ke mitzvah kol amutay. The sal ke daita chamine mishum dechsiv v'samach v'shochat. It says one after the other v'samach v'shochat iskish smicha l'shchita. So there's a hekish. Ma shchita k'sheira benoshim. So just like shchita is k'sheira benoshim, k'desnan bezvochim, o maisi bishmaite ka maisi de shchita schulam. Kol apsulim she shochtu, all those who are posel la avoide, is shchita san k'sheira, she shchita k'sheira bezorim u benoshim. He said, more like that, may hakrove ve'ilach, may kabola ve'ilach, mitzvahs kohune. But shchita is kosher by all those who are posel la'avoide. You don't need ksheirem la'avoide b'shchita. Av smicha ksheire b'noshim. I would think, al tzis hekesh, smicha ksheire b'noshim. Lohochi itzterech l'mo'uti. Is l'davoini, I don't understand what Taisvus is answering. Now, the kasha was that the mitzvah of v'somach, since it's zman gomer, so I know that noshim are potter from this mitzvah. That was the kasha. So why do you need a besundere miyut b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael? So Taisvus says that, there's a hekish, smicha to shchita. Whoever is kosher l'shchita is kosher l'smicha. Now, when you're talking about kosher, so kosher does not at all. Okay, by shchita I have a drash that you don't need a kosher la'avoda to make shchita. Anyone can make shchita. Fine. So that's what it says by shchita. So if we'll follow religiously the Hekesh, and that's the Lashon of Taisus also, anyone can make smicha. So, make smicha. Fine. So the Taisus said before that smicha doesn't, it's not a psul in the coven if you make it or if you don't make it. So why do I need a meat in the potter from doing it? I mean, this is Taisus is saying, "V'makish smicha teshchita." Now, let's go a little further. There's Rashi in Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Bey says, "There's a mitzvah of shchita." That's true. There's a mitzvah on the bailim teshchita kol. Not only it's a machshir, there's a mitzvah. V'shachat v'samach Rashi says. There's a mitzvah on the bailam to make shchita. There's a mitzvah on the bailam to make smicha. Now this gemara, now let's clarify about the mitzvah of shchita. Is there a mitzvah on noshim? So l'chaire we should say, there's no mitzvah on noshim. It's v'sesen shes man kromen. Just like all the other voices. That's part of Teis v'skashe. So why do you need it? So learning this hekesh, Makish smicha l'shchita. Fine, I'll be makish smicha l'shchita. But after your hekish, I still wouldn't derive that there's a mitzvah of smicha an noshim, because who says there's a mitzvah of shchita an noshim? It's a modna maisa l'chayda, it's an open akasha. And Baruch Hashem, I found two people asked the kasha. Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas
Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hei, Oistech Vav, Pstechat Vavim, he says that there's no mitzvah of Shchita, so Mehechet Eisi, there should be, who says there's a mitzvah of Shchita by Noshman, so says it's just Man Groman. Then I found that Moshe in the Ha'oris also asks the Kasha, Ramosha says, Dachzach Meir as follows. Afilu noniach, that in Shchita, the hakel ksheirem lishchit. So in the kashris of Shchita, the Torah did not differentiate between a zocher and a nekeiver. That's clear. That's what it says. Hakel ksheirem lishchit. So in the kashrus of Shchita, there's no difference between a zocher and a keiver. So the hekish of smichet to Shchita is just like in Shchita. There's no difference between a zocher and a keiver. So in smichet is also no difference between zocher and a keiver. Now by smichet is no union of kashrus. Smichet is only a mitzvah, but that is the hekish. I have a hekish that just like in hechsher of Shchita, there's no difference between a zocher and a nekeiver, so who had in mitzvah smichen is also no different. So I would say, because of this hekish, the mitzvah applies to both. That's why I have a mir, b'nei Yisrael, b'loi b'nei Yisrael. That's, I think, what Ramosha means to say. Does that mean b'chinez and doin mino buki ba'asra? That means, and if I would assume that there's no mitzvah of shchita by noshim, how could I learn out a mitzvah of smicha by Noshim? But I say that they're similar, just like they're similar in kashrus by shchita, they're similar in mitzvah by smicha. Al kaponim, it's not too clear, but that is what Taisva says, that else this hekish of smicha to shchita, I would assume that there would be a special zeres hakosev that tells us that Noshim are mitzvah and mitzvah smicha. Kamash Malon that Yisrael Lebanois is all that I'm not makish Lugabi Mitzvah Smicha. Utenufe Nami Yitzchak Lamutek. Now, why do you have to be Memayit Mitzvah Tenufe? It's also Mitzvah Sesish as Man Gome. Shem Da Ashkren Tenufe Dikshere Benoshim. Kidem Eporish Lekamon. This is one big place, as the Bach says. Chutz mimincha soit in the zirim ibnei she'ein menifes. It's one big taisvis. That we see that the mitzvahs tenufa does sometimes apply by noshim. It's a mitzvah sesish as man gromis. I see that mitzvahs tenufa is not governed by this klal of mitzvah sesish as man gromis. So I would think that who are then five and other tenufas also. Gamash malon latana. Ve'im toima. Typically, the whole hani einam ksheiris benoshim. Now, this is going back to the avodas. Lefi shehein mechusari begodim. So, this is samira de kekasha. That means, how would I ever have a hava mina that an isha should be ksheira and kabbalas hadam and all these things, all these avodas, that they don't have big dekohune. The Omar Bepeg based this vachim, that the Lekahanim bizman she'en bigdeyem aleyem, ein kunosim aleyem. So Memela, so it's poshet that they're posel. So the Yeshloim is a Tosu says to Terutza, the Mayri shalom shuas abgodim. Speaking about they were bigdey kohune. But it's poshet of these meyutim. Inami Yeshloima, Kimen shalayn itztavu bebigdei kuna lehavu mechusari begodim. He says, the psul of mechusa begodim, the bizman, shebigdeyim aleim, kunosim aleim, is if there was a tzivui. I mean, that's the second test of Taisu, we see, Moshe Rabbeinu was mishamish becholak lovon. He did that avodah for 7 days without bigdei kuna, with a cholak lovon. So we see, it's not ma'akim bigdei kuna for avodah. The Rabbi Shlom said the Kahanim need big day kahuna. So they need it, so then there's a chesoron b'avodosom if they're not wearing big day kahuna. But noshim that is no tzivui for big zekune. So there's no ikuv if they won't wear big zekune. Zakti gemara weiter v'hazoyt. Now we said that noshim are possible for hazoyt hakol. Hazoyt hada. So the gemara asks hazor deheicha, which hazor of which dam are you talking about? That noshim are possible. E de pora. If you're speaking about pora dume, by pora dume they were maze from the dam a pora kenega deheicha. So alozor kosubo. There it says you need alozor, you need the scan. So versteht sich, it's a Noshim Apostle. Akkadetic is also Apostle. So the Mishnah can't be, the Mishnah says Noshim Apostle and Azoez, so it can't mean the Azov, the Dam of Apor Adum. I de Ponim, the Pnim, it says by Koyin HaMashiach, Par Koyin HaMashiach, Par Helam Dovo Shel Tzibo, that you also make Azov on the Paroiches and the Mizbeach Azov. Hakayin Hamashiach Siba Kosovo. It says he need a kain gadol. So Hakayin Hadid is also possible. So the Mishnah can't be speaking about these hazois because these hazois are not only possible for Noshim. It's possible for kain Kahani Hadiyotim also. So the Gemara says Ella Hazor the Ben Oif. Oh, that means your mazeh. It says by Chata Soif, your mazeh, the dam of the Chata Soif on the Mizbeah. And there is no miyat of Bnei Yisrael or Bnei Yisrael. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. That Noshim are possible in the Azor of Chata Soif. And how do I know this, Taki? I don't have a miyat. How do I know this? The Osir Bikal Vachoyma mi Ben Soim. I make a kal v'chomer from zrikas adam of tzoin. So there we'll see in Rashi, by tzoin there's a mit, v'zolku b'nei arayn, v'loi b'nei sarim. So I make a kal v'chomer, if noshim apostle by zrikas adam, by a behemer, the zich apostle by hazoas adam by oi. And what's the kal v'chomer? Uma ben tzoin, Shaloikova loikoyin lishchitosoi. By tzoin, you do not need a koyin for shchitas akov. Ikabola ve'eilach mitzvahs kohune. But shchita can be done through azov. So by tzoin, there's a kule that the shchita could be done through azov. Aval pikein kova loikoyin lazoosoi, but for the Zrikas Adam, you need a Kayin already. And there I have a Psul Noshim B'nei Arayn. V'loi B'nei Sarayn, B'nei, Shekov Aloi Kayin L'Melikosoi, by a Noif that the Melika needs a Kayin. So the Kolben of Oif is more Chomel than a Kolben Tsoi. Ein Eidin Sheik V'loi Lazosoi. So Memele, so Ziche, it should have all the Chumres that Zoas Ben Tzoynez, and if my Ben Tzoynez and Miet B'nei Arim V'loi B'nei Sarim, so this Miet should Zichar apply by Ben Oif. Let us see Rashi. Hachi Garsinen, Hazor Teheichet, what Hazor are you speaking about? Look, it's in Heichet Tzivet. I de Pore, Hazor's Domo, de Pore Adume, Elozok Kosovo, Vafilu Shaka Hanem Psulim, Vachoshke Noshim, don't tell me Noshim Apostle. I feel like Kahanim Apostle. I de Pnim, Azor de Pnim, Kidoin Aporeches, Mizbach Azor, Amurim Bepar Koyim Mashiach, Apar Hel Dover Shel Tzibu, Akoyim HaMashiach Ksiv Ben, Lemuti Had Yoitim, I feel like Koyim Hedit is Apostle. V'chol Shkei Noshim, Oma Yitzach Lei Letanu L'Misnayu, that Noshim Apostle. Tumosas Azor Astamoy, V'chsiv Bachatasoy, V'hizo Midam Hachatas. And here there's no mute. It's a chlashmina noshim psulis v'nafkalei mikal v'choyma mizrikas dam do'ilis ben tzayim. So we understand a kal v'choyma from zrikas adam of tzayim. V'chsibbe v'zorku v'neyarein. And I make a kal v'choyma. Ma'adoch by ben tzayim. like cover like kayin lishchitas. You don't need that the shchita has to be done through kahuna. Shashchita ksheira bezov. The chsid v'shochat as ben habokal v'krivu b'nei aroin. So the Gemara darshens mikabola ve'eilach mitzvah skuna limud ala shchita shekshayra bezov. Afal pi kein, you need noshim on nifsal ezrik lazos el ezrik azomoi. So even though tzayin, which are killed, the shchita could be through zodim. Afal pi kein was nismayit noshim ezrikosoi. Venoi, shekov aloi koyin lemlikosoi. Here you need kuhuna for malika. Dersi v'kivu akayin om izbecham olukas hoishan. She need kuhunas, avad givis. Yuzicha need So it's more chomer than ben tzayin. So Yizicha need the chumres of ben tzayin by zrike. So if by zrike ben tzayin is a miyut bnei avle bnei sarim, so this chumah zicha applies by this chumre zicha applies by oif also. Let us see what Taisu says. Either pora the laws of Perish Bekundris, after Lukain Hedit Possel, Bechoshke Noshim. Taimo, Honiche Lamanda Oma, the Deiris Nami Beinen, Kain Godo, Dumye Daloza. The Bach explains that this Dumye Daloza is a little lab back. Let us just see the Bach for 1 minute, very solid. Kloima, Dumye Daloza. Lehavi Koyin Hedyet. Elozo was not a Koyin Hedyet, it was a Skan. So we learn out who have been the Deiris. So by Deiris also, we need that it should not be a Koyin Hedyet. Mil Bakochach Labdum Yimamish Elozo, the Skan Havi, the Lake Koyin Godu. And the Drash Le Deiris is Vachi Isa Bepekta of the Kalfi. Oisa Le Elozo. That this Kalbin, the first Paradume, we needed a Skan, the Loyla Dairis, but Dairis is not with a Skan. What is Dairis? So there's two Mahalkim in the Gemara. Ike the Amri, the Dairis, the Kain Godu. So we learn out from this Rash, Oisa Beloza, the Loy Dairis Beloza, so Dairis are more humble than the first Paradume, you need Kain Godu. So Memele, so that shot from Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus is asking that there are two Mahalchim in the Gemara that what Ledeiris, what you need for a Poradum. There's one Mahalach that Deiris you need more than the first Poradum. Skan is not sufficient, you need a Kain Godu. There's one Mahalach that the Deiris have a Kain Hedyet is good. So time that that's Taisus Kash. And if a man that the Deiris have been in Kain Godo, the Dumi the Lozer is more than a Lozer, a Pohar Shapin. So it's very good. So the Gemara asks, so if you need a Kain Godo, so if a state says that a Ish is possible, have a Kain Hedyet is possible. Ah, well a man the Yoma the Kain Hedyet ma bin a Lele Deiris. But according to the man the Yoma, that a Kain Hedit is also a kosher with Deiris. Kosher. The Mai Parich Ochi Gemore. What's the Gemore's kosher? Why do you need a Mir an Hazo then no Shim Apostle? A Lozok Seed. And children, a Lozok Seed is after by the first Poradume. By all other Poradumes, by all other Polish Adumis, you don't need a scan. I look, I had this discussion. So I need a meat, I'm not a apostle. Dilma mishim hochi itzrech tan hochi la mutei noshim, mishum da avoide muteres, bekoin hegit le deire. So that's why the tane, I also see that by the first part of Duma. Of a le deire is, o kahane makoshus. I need a meat to tell me, I'm not a apostle. Yishloim ed hochi perushim. Mi de itzrech hosom le ribuyei koyim hegit. Mechlal le gabi noshim, pshita le tane, de ein avoy de ksheir behem, Ein ist lefodisch, besomme auf jede Pnim. So, Rav Moshe says, Pshat and Toisvis as follows. Rav Moshe says that, how do you know, it says Alozo. So, how do we know that Doiris Akoyen Hedit is good? Because they have a drash, they have a ribuy. Oiso be Alozo, voloy le Doiris be Alozo. So that means, without this Oiso, Hedit would be possible. They have a ribuy that for Doiris, you don't need Alozo, Hedit is also good. So the Rav Moshe is of Yemal be Hedit, so then you can be Malbe Noshim also, because Noshim are worse than Hedyit. Because in all other Avodas we find that Hedyit is kosher and Noshim are posel. So if Hedyit is only derived through a diuk, meaning without this diuk I wouldn't even know Hedyit. So the diuk is coming to teach me that Hedyit is also kosher, so you can't be Malbe less than Hedyit, which is Noshim. Idipnim, Kain Moshiach Siv. Perish Bekuntres, what's Pnim? Azor Saporiches, Mizbach Azor, Amurim Bepar Kain Moshiach, Bepar Helam Dov, Rishon Tzibo. Venira Laharam, the Aval Gav, the Par Helam Dov, Marbinen Hosam Davoidos, Akshay Ratulu Bekain Hedjit. The Marbinelein mean, hey, the Ha Koyin HaMoshiach. So there's a ribuy. The Kain Hedyit is kosher, as Rav Mitzvah called a ribuy, Kain Hedyit the same boat. The kosher, but you need a ribuy for Kain Hedyit. It says, Kain HaMashiach. You need a ribuy for Kain Hedyit, Mechladim Shizlatan, but no Shemenim Shevus. So Memela, again, if you need a ribuy for Kain Hedyit, you can only be Malba Fasta Merube, later fast, you can only be Malba Kain Hedyit. You can't be Malba Noshim, which are less than Kain Hedyit. So now, the Gemara said that what it says, that Noshim apostle Azo means a ben oi, and how do I know the apostle Akal Bochayma from Ben Tzoyin, Madon Ben Tzoyin, that Shchite is Ksheira Bezo, Afal Biken, this Maitu Noshim is Rikoson, is Oif, that Malike is Posel Bezo, so what do you Noshim are in this Mayit Mehazos? Let us see Taisis. Uma ben tzayin shloi kovo loi koyin l'shchitosoi. Kovo loi koyin l'azosoi. Benoiv she kovo loi koyin. Ve'im toima. Ika le mifrach. Ma le ben tzayin. She kovo loi kli. You're learning out azos ben oif from azos ben tzayin. I'm saying ma docha ben tzayin. Let's put a parenthesis. Is b'chal a gringere kovin, because we see the Torah was mekel b'shchitoson, you don't need kovinim. Afal pikein, b'zrike, noshman is mait b'zrikoson. Sabahadi gibis, b'hemoif, in parentheses, which is more homo, which you need kune, b'melikos, sabahadi gibis, you'll have the schoima that noshim apostle bazos. So Taisvah says, but one second, ikel of mifrach, male ben tzoyin, Shekovaloi Kli. That means, when it comes to the Zrike of Ben Tzoyin, you need a Kli Shodis. You can't, need a Kli Shodis. The Zolk of Bnei Adam with a Kli Shodis. Now, Hazoes Ben Oif, you don't need a Kli Shodis. So, let's just stop one second before you make Kalvohoines. Let me ask you a pertinent question. Which Zrike is more humble? The Zrike of Ben Tzoyin or the Zrike of Ben Oif? So you were telling me, well, the Oif is much more humble because you see, even the Shrite, the Malika of Oif, you need Kune. But let's talk about the Zrike alone. I'll prove to you that the Zrike of Ben Tzoyin is more humble than the Zrike of Ben Oif. Here you need a Kli Shoris, here you don't need a Kli Shoris. So, for some reason, even though when it comes to Malik and Shchite, there's a Chayma of Oif over Tzayim, but when it comes to Zrike, I got news for you, there's a Chayma of Tzayim over Oif. Tzayim needs a Kli Shoris, and like that not need a kli shavis. So the minute I can prove to you that in Zrike there's a chayma of tzayin over oiv, so it could be, that is why tzayin there's a miut of noshim, and oiv there's no miut of noshim. So what's your whole, so I have a pilcha on your kalvah chayma. In Zrike, lemaise tzayin is more chayma than oiv. So you can learn out the chayma of v'loy noshim that says by tzayin that it should apply by oiv. That's the Yisus Kashi. Vim tayim meikel lemitzah, ma'ale ben tzayin, shekobo leikli. By the zrika of tzayin, you need a kli shav, umishim hochi, boi koin lazo osoy. So therefore you need a zocha, not in the case, avo ben noif shlekobo leikli lazo osoy. Sha'arei hazor de ben noif, ba'at mishol koin ave. Loi ve'inan koin, so could be that you don't need a koin, could be anisha is also good. Ah, you'll tell me how do you know to make a psazolke pilchus to prove from this that one is more chomer than the other? So Taisha says, I got news for you. This is a gemara's a pilchus. The rei gavne porich bezvachim. The hosim boiler melech mehai kalvachim medahoche. The ben oif ton shchite betzofen. Ilav hai pilchus. He says, the gemara wanted to say, the Gemara wanted to make a Kal Vachomer, we should learn out a Ben Oif from Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh Kadoshim needs Shchita Batzofen. So an Oila is Kodesh Kadoshim. An Oila, so I'm making a Kal Vachomer from an Oila. Madoch an Oila. That is Kodesh Kadoshim. And they need Shchita Batzofen. Afal Pi gave the Shchita is Ksheira Bezol. So the whole Chomer. That means even though you don't need kohune, the shashritas, but you need the tzofin, the mokim hashrita has to be betzofin. Oif, that you need kohune bimli kosai, avada givis, that you'll need tzofin. So the gemara wanted to learn how to kal vachomer, that malikas oif has to be betzofin azore, dumye, the Kachi Kadosh. So the Gemara says, you're telling me that Oif is more chomer? Male tzoy, male oila, that needs a kli shores. It needs a sakim. Hashenkim malike is the gufe shal koi. So, this, the Gemara wanted to make a pilche, and the Gemara, the Gemara wanted to make a kalvo chayma, the Gemara locked up this kalvo chayma with this pilche, that we see that oif is kill then tzayin in this nekude. So maybe that here did need a keli and oif does not need a keli. So who are then the Gemara says? So could be oila needs tzayin and oif doesn't need tzayin. So Taisa says the same thing over here when it comes to zrike. So I'll show you that the zrike of tzayin is more chomer than the zrika of oif, because they need a keli. You don't need a keli. V'yeshloima. So the first teretz of Taisus is a very interesting teretz. Taisus says as follows: the pirchezu, the toin keli, havi pirche kodu. That means this kasha is a debatable kasha, the debatable pirche. The ikala meima daso mahanye tvei beitzume shel koyin yaisami bekeli. Who told you that a kli shores is more choshev than the koyin alone? I'll tell you pumfakel. A koyin is more choshev than a kli shores. A koyin spritzing, the gufe shel koyin spritzing, that's more choshev than a kli shores. So memele, so you tell me a pirche, the tzayin needs a kli shores, and here it's good with the koyin alone. Here you need gufe shel koyin. It's debatable. Could be there's a svara, maybe kli shores is a chayma. Could be there's a svara, maybe kli shores is not a chayma. It's a debatable pirche. So Taisus says as follows: Vimkein hosam the boy lemeila v'hai kal v'chayma the ben oif tehei shchitosay batzof. There you want to learn out a meiradike chayma, that oif is more chomer than all kabonis. All kabonis, which do not need soften, and oif needs soften. Have a milsa rabbi, the boy lay suye soften, deine noyik b'chol azvachim. Im kein, so me mele, you wanna make a mapeche. That you wanna say that you wanna make a mapeche, wanna say that oif is more common than all korbanos. So on this, I'll say, listen, maybe you wanna make such a mapeche, maybe oif is not as common as same, because oif doesn't need a keli, and maybe keli is a chayma. Im kein yeshvar le muute tzofen mi ben oif be pirche koldo. That means to avoid making a mapeche, that oif should be more chomer than all korbanos, so I could say a pirche, maybe oif is killed. Avo koyin she tzorich b'chol hazvachim. But this did, that by all zvachim yinir a koyin, Noshim Apostle, Abba Milsa Rabbe, Le Ribuye Beben Oif, see here, I'm not saying a big Chiddush, that Ben Oif should be equal to Kaponim Tol Kaponim. Ilkach Lecha Lecha Lemaute Bepircha Kolto Kedefrishis. That means, this Pircha is debatable, so if you want to make a Hizik Chiddush, then I could slug off this Chiddush with this Pircha, maybe Tzayin is more chomer. But if I just want to make this equal to Tzayin, should have the chomer of Tzayin, then it's not so posh that this is a Pircha. It's on to Mahalach and Taisis. But Oide Shloime, the second Teretz is a little bit more understandable. The Hocha of Dinin Kal B'chayma Ochi, Uma Ben Tzayin. I'm not learning Ma Ben Tzayin, She'ein Neitoin Koyim B'Tchila. Ben Tzayin does not need a Koyim B'Tchila. She'ein Shchita B'Zog She'ira. To'un Koyim B'Soif, L'Kabola Olei Locha L'Zriken. Ben Oif She'ton Koyim B'Tchila, Ein Eidin She'ton Koyim B'Soif. She'ei B'Chol Mokim, To'un Koyim B'Soif, Yaisar Mi B'Tchila. Ik avoide de kolben havi besoif, asht havi kalbochoyme, in a yugay, ben lovi by kalbochoyme shum pircha. So Taisa says a very gishmake teres. Taisa says as follows. The Gemara in Zvochem wanted to learn out oif from oilo. Just like oilo needs tzofen, so oif also needs tzofen, kalbochoyme. Oila doesn't need kuna, and it needs often. Oifa needs kuna, but the gibbis needs often. So the Gemara says, one word not oif from oila, I'll tell you different. The mal oila she came to on keili. Oif doesn't need a keili. That's a pircha. You want to learn not oif from oila, so then the oila has a chayma over oif. And here it is a keili, it doesn't need a keili. Masha ain't can, here I'm not learning out oif from the aima. I'm learning out oif. That the later avoid this in a korban has to be more chomer, or at least not kill, than the earlier avoid. That means I see by tzayin that even though shchita is kshere bizar, but the later avoid this. I'm not kosher bizarre. You need kahuna and noshim apostle. So what do I see from that? I see in every korban, as the avodas progress, the tnoyim are more chomer. That I see by tzayin. So memele, so now I'm learning out oif from oif. So if by melika saw oif, the din is noshim apostle, avad givis by So that means I'm only using tzayin to prove a yisod that the later avoides are more chomel than the previous avoides. The zicha not more kill. And the minute I have this, now I'll learn out hazoas ha'oif from malikas ha'oif. So malikas ha'oif is possible by Noshim Avad Gevis Hazor Asad. That's the second Mahalach in Taisus. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Chutz mi minchas soito und nizire. Minchas soito und nizire, here the din is that is a din tnufe by the bailam with ten noshim. Different than kolben behemah, there's no din tnufe. Amalei rabbalozo, the rabbi yashie de dore. So we'll see in Rashi, there were two Rabbi Yashias. There was Rabbi Yashia Hazokin, who was a Tane. There was Rabbi Yashia, the Dori, who was an Amoire, Dumi de Rabbi Lozo. So Rabbi Lozo told Rabbi Yashia, Loitese Vakarech, don't sit down at the Amrit Li Lahoshmaitse. You're standing, you don't sit down till you'll explain to me this in you. Minayi lemincha soite shetune tnufe. How do you know that mincha soite needs tnufe? Tell me, how do you know? So Rav Yashia told them, Olo, beguf, see, it says off in the pasuk, v'heinif es amincha. How do you know that you need tnufe? It says v'heinif es amincha. So he says, no, that's not my kash, el tnufe bebaila min olo. How the behemoth has some interest going on the kohen? How do you know that the bailam also has to participate in the tenufa? Osye yad yad mishlom. Well, it says we learn out of the reshav yad yad. Siv hocha v'lokach hakohen miyad ha'isha. Uchsiv hosam behemoth has some interest. It says yad. Uchsiv hosam yodov tibiyam. Mas I learn out. This is by the tenufa of kolbonis. So learn that ma kan koyin af laholon koyin ma laholon bailam af kan bailam. Okay, so koyin machnes yodo itachas yad bailam umen. Ashkechon samameila. So I hear the exereshov yad yad that the side the koyin inside the bailam participate in the tenufa. Nezira minolon, osye kaf kaf misait. Let us see Rashi, Subrashi. Rabbi Yashie de Dore. Shoye bedore amoire kamoise. He was also an amoire. Vyesh lahove mikan. Shedayim bimeira balozo of Yashie baplutid Rabbi Yonison kain. The Tana Rabbi Yashie was also alive. Lahochi itzach lemisni, that's why it says, Rabbi Yashia de Dore, he asked, it was specifying which Rabbi Yashia did he ask. Rabbi Yashia de Dore, lafuke Rabbi Yashia Kishisha, the old Rabbi Yashia de Tane, he didn't ask him. Bebaile minom shte, soita atzme menifos, he dumma lakoyim kamarachmon, si veloka hakoyim miyad de isha, och yosinen, ma kan koyim, af loholon koyim, ma loholon bailam, af kan bailam. Yodav tviyeno, bebailam sif, betenufa mishtoi. Kaf kaf misoit, besoit ksiv nosan al kapeo, nosa ksiv venosan al kape hanosa. Let us just see Taisus mach niskoyin yodoi tachas yad habaylam umeinu. Frag Taisus vim toima vahavi chatzitze. It's a chatzitze. If the hands of the koyin are underneath the hands of the baylam, so it's a chatzitze. Rachinami amrini b'menachis ein tenufa b'chaydrin. That means if you have shutfin, you don't need tenufa of all the bailam. Perish b'shutfin. The heichelat linfu v'hoda linfu. How should shutfin make tenufa? Should make tenufa one after the other climate. The shutvim zeh hazayenifu, that can be. Chod et nufa marachmane, v'lo shtei tnufas. V'i monach chad min ha-shutvim yodei tachas yodei dechavrei, imkein ha v'chatzitze. Alma de v'chei agadna ha v'chatzitze. So memeila, frek tachtoisme. So therefore the Gemara is machiach from that. So since I have a ribuy, that we could have a korban of shutvim, and the tenufa, you can't make two tenufas, and you can't make a tenufa where yodi tachas yad chaveilei, because it's a chatzitza. So it's a raya that one makes tenufa for the whole bayit, for all the bayit. Well, kaponim, you see that you can't have one hand underneath the other because it's a chson and chitzitza. Yishlam it loy dov. The whole kind of time will have a chitzitza b'chiyai gavne fisho hu gzeiris hakosim. If gzeiris hakosim, then you need the bin in koyin of ailam. So in Mishnah Salevi brings like this two sibes achiyah, this nit nufas habailam, nit nufas hakoyin. You need both. So memele, so a kochoch, that pshat and posik, that's the Seder Atnufe, and the Bailam are not choices. Abol hosom gabi shnei shutvim, choshim ki egav nechetzit, semech nich yodov tachat shat chaveh, v'sheni gzer sakos, v'shneim minifim oi. No, mim sheishneim minifim. So the Mishnah Salevi wants to say over there, there's no two dinei tnufe. There's a din tnufe sabaylam. Mitzah tnufe sabaylam, there's a psul chatzitzet. So if you have two bailim, so I have no hayla that there will be good if there'll be a chatzitze in one of the hanafas habayim. Period. Oy v'yeshloina. Then this is the second time. So chinami loy mayri shekoyin meiniach es yodei tachas yad habayim mamish. So b'chi yakav nav a chatzitze. You're right, Hake. You can't put yodei tachas yad bailim. L'rotzo loyma sh'oichis akli lemato. That the koyin holds the keli on the bottom of the keli, by bailam oichzin lemaylo, and the bailam hold the keli by the sfasa keli. So that what the Gemara says, the machnes yodoi tachas yad bailam umeinif. That means that the koyin is holding the keli on the bottom, the ish is holding the keli from the edge on the top. That's called tachas. There's no chatzitz over here. Shoslem mishoich is a keli lemata, ba'abayl moichs lemailo. Ba'hashta leke chatzitz eklal. Now, just I'd like to mention something. Taisa says the same thing as by Bikurim. It's also, one is holding the edge and one is holding from the bottom. But the Rishash and the Marit says, Taisa says Bikurim is different. And it's a grais and Taisa. Bikurim is the same. The keli is on the bottom and the Bailam is on the top. Now this, I'd like to just mention that this Yerushalmi, the Taisim Sarosh, asks Akasha from this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi by Soitem asks Akasha, Ve'ein hadova kiyo, how could it be that the hands of the Koyin are underneath the hands of the Soitem? So the Yerushalmi says, Meiniach mape. Put a mape in between, so it's not. Frag the Yerushalmi, Ve'ein eichoitzitz. I can put a mape, it's a chetzitze. So the Yerushalmi goes, Umevi koyin zoker. Take an old koyin and Samela, no problem. An old koyin. Then the Yerushalmi says, "Vafila teime koyin yele shein yetzahole shaylet ba'isei shol." So like b'shas, it seems in the Beis Hamikdash, b'shas are making the tnufa by the seite, no problem. So al kaponim, l'chera it's a pella on Taisvus. We have understand Taisvus had a problem. There's a psul of chitz over here. So he says, you know, I'll tell you a new pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean tachas underneath. Don't take it literally. It means koyin is holding the bottom, the seite is holding from the top. A new pshat. I mean, it's a pel on Taisus. The Yerushalmi says klof akel. The Yerushalmi, from the Yerushalmi see klof. That the Yerushalmi learned pshat, that the koyin's hands are underneath the seite's hands. So the Taisus Arosh asks this kasha. So he says, it could be the Yerushalmi means, the Yerushalmi also learned that she's holding it from the top and the Kain is holding it from the bottom, but could be in the Tanufa process, will come out, Vinish Vida, lifting the nose, will come one is touching the other. That's what he wants to emphasize. I wanted to just end with a shtikul ha'ore. From the Yerushalmi speaks from Mishailas. There's a Shail of Hero, so Yazokin, or there's no Hero by Yisisho. There's a Machloikis, Leirabossi, there's a machlokes, the Shach in the Beis Shmuel. If a male doctor is allowed to be memashmish an isha, that's an elder. There's an isha leisikhavu legalis elder. The machlik is the Rambam and Rambam. The Rambam holds leisikhavu legalis elder is a isha on the Gia, chibuk nishuk. The Rambam holds it on Yosmi the Rabbot. So the Shach and Saifkim and Kuf Tzadikai brings down the Beis Yosef light by Atzoch Yiyun. If according to the Rambam, a male doctor is allowed to be memashmish and isha, if she's an elder, there's a din of Yehorim Val Yaver on the Sholosh Avedis. This is a Bizraya of the Sholosh Avedis. The Beis Yosef lives by Atzoch Yiyun. What will be the din according to the Rambam? The Rambam was matu, because the Rambam holds there's no leisikra, but according to the Rambam could be So this is the Beis Yosef's Tzorchiyah. And the Shach says, no, the whole Issa of Lesikavu is Dabke, a Negiyah Shal Chibe. But not a Negiyah Shal Chibe. Stamazai is told by Malach, it's not a Negiyah Shal Chibe. There's no Lesikavu, so it's no Shaila. That's what the Shach says. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, Simen Chof Oysalat, is Chaylik on the Shach. And he says that the Israel Negi, according to the Rambam, is a full, not a Negi Yishol Tiba. He's Chaylik on the Shach. So he's not Oysed Derech Hiba. And he's Chaylik. So, L'chayre, so I heard a Shtikal Ha'ogra on the Beis Shmuel, so what did he do with this Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is Oysed, it's Mechuah, that the Kayin is holding with him at a Nashis Ish over here. The side is an Ashes, it's Mechur that he's holding the hands of Anisha. So a ganze Shaila, a Zokin, a Yella, a Tiro. But where does the Isser Negiya fall off? So according to the Shach, it's good, it's not a Negiya, it's not a Shaila. It's not a Negiya, Shalchibe, there's no Shaila whatsoever. But according to the Beis Shmuel, so, what did the Beis Shmuel do with the Yerushalmi? My Shvaga wanted to say, could be that this is better. That could be the Beis Shmuel is speaking about when a person wants to be Negeya Bisha because of Refuah. But that's Leisikrabu, that's this Leisikrabu. Here he has no interest to be Negeya Bisha. He wants to lift up the Mincha. That's what he wants to do. Now her hand is there. So he touches her hand. So it's a Psikresha. But could be in the Israeli Sikrabu, could be that Stavke if there's a Kavona L'Shem Negiya. But if there's no Kavona L'Shem Negiya, so could be, according to the Beis Shmuel, it'll be Mutter.